something that we need to be very intentional about.
今天早上我们的弟兄向我们讲这个天国呢是我们每个人都要专注的一个话题。
And it's something that we need to take by force.
天国是靠努力才能进入的。
It's not something that we can just, just stumble into.
不是我们轻易进入的地方。
And our brother this afternoon showed us, brothers and sisters around the world that have also chosen to live a life at a higher plane.
我们下午我们的弟兄向我们交通，我们全世界的弟兄姊妹们都在努力要向更高之处。
And I particularly like verse number two, if we can move to that really quickly. It says that, you know, my heart's desire is to stay.Right.
特别是第二节这里提到我的心呢是要向更高之处。
And it's to say where doubts arise and hearts dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground.
第二节说到呢我们或许会有恐惧但是呢我们的心呢却是向更高之处。
So why don't we sing, let's sing all the verses together and then we'll have some more sharing.
Okay,
let's take it off. Let's start with verse number one.
第一节开始。
Okay. Here we go. Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high.So this morning, when our brother William opened up the retreat, he said something that I was not expecting.
今天早上我们的弟兄的信息交通中呢，有一些信息是我没有预料到的。
For those that came in late, he was asking how many people came for the first time to this retreat.
这个来对来晚的人呢，他我们的弟兄问了这样一个问题有多少人是第一次参加这样一个我们的这个冬令会？
And then he asked the second question of how many people came for many times.
另外一个问题是他问有多少人很多次参加这次冬令会？
And then he asked a question to all of us, which is.What is our motivation for being here? Why are we at this retreat?
他第三个问题就是说，我们来到这儿的目的是什么？我们为什么要来到这里？
I've been coming here for a very long time.
我来这个参加这个聚会很多次很多次。
I've been part of this group since I was a child.
我是从小孩的时候呢，我就一直参加这个冬令聚会。
And one thing, brothers and sisters, that I've been blessed by each one of you.
弟兄姊妹们，有一件事情，那就是我蒙祝福的也因着各位弟兄姊妹们。
Is that you've taught me that there's something that's higher than on this earth.
那么就是我知道在有更高之处。
There's a higher ground.
有一个更高之处。
There's something that's more meaningful.
有更有意义的地方。
And the author of this song, what's great about it is that this person, they know they've seen this earth.They've seen what it has to offer, and they said, "I'm good. I'm going to go for higher ground."
那么这首诗歌的作者呢，他对这个世界是非常的了解，他知道这个世界的所有的东西。但是呢，他说我知道我要有一个更高之处。
So, brothers and sisters, it says that we are standing. So I feel like we must stand. So, if you don't mind, why don't we sing this song? Let's all stand and let's make this a prayer in our hearts.
让我们都坐起来，都站起来，让我们这首歌成为我们内心的祷告。
By faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
因着信心呢，让我在这个更高之处。
All right, let's do this. Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day.
Still I'll pray to heaven
We thank you, Lord, because we know that you have prepared this time for each one of us.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你实在是准备一下时间为了我们每一个人。
Lord, we collectively make this prayer, Lord, that you would plant our feet on higher ground.
主，我们一起有这样的祷告，就是你把我们放在更高之处。
Lord, we've seen what this world has to offer and is nothing aside from our Lord Jesus.
主，我们知道这个世界，给我们能给我们的不能够与你相比。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've prepared this time. You prepared our brother with his burden. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you release it, Lord, and we pray that you sink deeply in our hearts.
啊，主，我们感谢你给我们的时间，感谢你用我们的弟兄向我们说话，实在是想能够更多的来用他。
Lord, we thank you. We love you. We hand this time to you.
主，我们感谢你啊，我们赞美你，把下面的时间给你，奉主的名祷告。Amen.
We hand the time.To our brother Mac.
好，我们把时间给我们 Mac 弟兄。
Seems like when our brothers stand up here, the first thing they do is ask a question about who has been here at some time. So I've got a question for tonight.
就像我们弟兄早晨问我们的第一个问题，就是我们中间有很多人来到这里多少次了。同样的，我也有一个问题问大家。
So who was here in 1987?
谁是在1986年的时候就在这里？
1987
年。
West Coast Christian Conference.
西岸特会。
Alright, praise God. So there's still some overcomers here. So.
赞美我们的主，我们中间还有。
Conditions are a little better now.
光景现在好了一点。
But the spirit and the fellowship is still precious.
我们中间的交通还是那么的甜美。
Alright.During my times of sharing, I'd like for us to consider the life of Paul.
我们交通中，我希望大家考虑保罗的生命生活。
I'm really not going to be focusing so much on his teaching, but more his life.
我并不是要强调他的一些教训，而是在他的生活上面。
And the challenge we have when we come to consider somebody like Paul.
当我们来思想像保罗这样的人，我们会面对一些挑战。
Is the challenge of familiarity.
这个挑战就是我们对他太熟悉了。
Most of us, even as we're young believers, we hear about Paul's life.
我们今天很多人从年轻的时候我们就听说了保罗的一生。
A tremendous experience on the road to Damascus when he's knocked off his horse.
当他去大马士革的路上他那个极大的这样的一个经历。
And we hear of his faithfulness.
我们也听过他的信实他的忠心。
And so this can present us a challenge when we want to stop and reconsider his life.
这就让我们能够停下来重新思考他的一生的时候，就给我们带来一个挑战。
So as we pray tonight, let's pray that the Lord in a very fresh way would open our eyes to see and be encouraged together by the life of this dear one.
让我们今天晚上的祷告就是主让打开我们的眼睛，让我们重新来审视这个可爱的、这个亲爱的弟兄的他的一生。
Lord, we are thankful for this call to move on to a higher ground.
主，我们感谢你，因为你呼召我们能够进到更高之处。
Lord, we see the consistency of this displayed in the lives of many of your dear ones in Scripture.
我们看到你在圣经里面这些亲爱的弟兄身上，你对他们这样一个一致的呼召。
Lord, when we think of when Paul started and when he ended up, he truly ended up on a higher ground.
我们看见保罗他起始。和他的一生的路中到了一个更高之处。
And Lord, as we open our hearts to you tonight, we want you to have a freedom to transport us to a higher ground.
当我们晚上在你的面前，我们需要盼望你赐给我们自由，能够把我们带到更高之处。
Take our hearts, take our desires, and just we lay them at your feet, that you would truly be our freshness, our newness tonight.
把我们的心我们的渴望放在你的脚前让你成为我们里面的盼望。
We're thankful, Lord, for the anointing and enabling of your Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你赐圣灵来高我们。
By faith, we step into the full provision of all that you have for us.
我们凭信我们站立你为我们的供应的里面。
That you would be exalted in each of our lives tonight. In your name we pray. Amen.
让你在我们每一个人的生命里面都得到高举。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I'll be sharing on Paul's life three times.
我要交通保罗的一生有分三次。
And I'm calling these things three keys within Paul's life.
这些是在保罗的一生里面的三个方面，三个部分。
And I'm not saying in any way that these are exhaustive list.
我不是说这就是一个完全的一个例子，一个表格。
Or this is an exclusive list within his life.
或者说这是除此之外就没有别的了。
But as I've been meditating upon, I just noticed these three keys that really encouraged me.
当我思想这个事情的时候，我觉得有三个方面能够让我大得鼓励。
And we see these displayed consistently throughout his life.
我们也看在他一生里面，这都是有一致性的来展开了。
And we're praying that they would encourage us tonight.
我们也祷告求主让我们能够得到鼓励。
The three keys, what we'll start with considering tonight is the first one, the intimate relationship with God.
这三把钥匙中的第一把我们今天晚上交通的就是要与主有一个亲密无间的关系。
Paul saw that without that intimate relationship with the Lord, he could do nothing.
保罗就看见没有这样一个亲密无间的关系他什么也不能做。
And the more that Paul entered into that intimate relationship,
保罗越进入到这样一个亲密的关系
it led him into this second key called what I'm calling the insatiable desire for Christ.
这就给他带来了第二把钥匙，就是对基督的永无止境的一个渴望。
Paul had within him a desire for Christ that just couldn't be satisfied with anything other than himself.
保罗对于基督有这样一个永远难以没有止境、不能满足的一个渴望。
And finally, the more that he had this relationship and the more he had this desire,
他越有这样的一个关系、这样的一个渴望。
He saw, and it gave him great courage. He saw the infallibility of Christ in anything in life.
他就给他带来一个极大的鼓舞，因为他看到了基督的一个准确、完全无误的一个基督。
Whatever situation he found himself in,
无论他发现他自己处在一个什么样的光景当中，
whether it was positive or negative, there was an infallibility of Christ that allowed him to go through those circumstances.
无论是正面的还是负面的。这个基督的这个无误都让他能够让他的生活能够进行下去。
And really what we see is as we see the Lord working in Paul's life.
我们看见的是我们主的生命在保罗的生命上做工。
We see a great transformation.
我们看见在他身上有一个极大的转变。
We see Paul who started off as we're introduced to him as Saul.
保罗以前叫扫罗。
Meeting one in a magnificent way.
他主是这么样的，极妙的带领他。
And through that relationship, being transformed to a Paul.
经过这样一个亲密的关系，把他带到一个保罗。
And conformed to the image of Christ.
把他磨成基督的形象。
And what the Lord did during this time.
我们的主在这段时间里所做的。
Is something that Peter spoke of.
是彼得也如此说。
Peter spoke in his first epistle of how as the Lord works in our life, he brings about that salvation of our soul.
彼得在彼得前书说，当主这样在我们生命里面做工，就带给我们魂的救恩。
When we are born again, we're born again to that living hope.
当我们重生的时候，我们是重生在这个活泼的盼望的当中。
We're born again, our spirits are born again to that new salvation.
我们的灵得以重生，进到一个崭新的一个拯救的当中。
And then as the Lord is working in our hearts and in our lives, conforming us to Christ.
当我们的主继续在我们里面做工，把我们磨成基督的形象。
What he's doing is working out a salvation of our soul to bring our minds, our wills, our emotions under the control of the Spirit.
他是在我们里面做一个魂的拯救的工作，让我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的意志都在圣灵的管制下面。
That within our being there would be that image of Christ that could shine forth in a magnificent way.
让我们从我们的里面可以让基督的荣耀可以彰显出来。
And we know one day in the future when our Lord returns, there'll be that salvation of our body.
我们知道有一天当我们主回来，我们的身体也要得救。
But within Paul, we see the magnificent way that he was willing to let the Lord work in him.
我们在保罗的身上看见他愿意让主在他身上做这么一个奇妙的大的拯救的工作。
Paul embraced what our brother shared this morning of violently denying himself.
保罗他就是这样拥抱了我们弟兄早晨今天来分享的努力进天国。
What was Paul's testimony of his daily life?
保罗在他一生每天里面做怎么样的一个见证？
It was a very simple testimony.
是一个很简单的见证。
He said, I die daily.
他说我每天我都死。
It was a work of the Lord works within me.
是主在我里面活着。
That old man is crucified. I experience that death daily.
我的旧我已经被同钉十字架，我每天都经历。
That new life within me can shine forth and have the ascendancy.
这让这一个新的生命可以在我里面能够活出来，能够上升。
The Lord truly did a magnificent transforming work within Paul's life.
我们主在保罗的一生里面做了一个奇妙伟大的一个工作。
If we look back in the book of Acts, we see where we're first introduced to him.
我们在使徒行传，我们第一次我们看见保罗。
In Acts chapter 7,
在《使徒行传》第七章
，We know this dear brother Stephen was sharing his testimony.
我们知道我们亲爱的弟兄斯蒂凡他在这里做他的见证。
And he was being challenged and confronted by the religious ones.
他是那些宗教徒们在那里挑战他。
He was being challenged because he was sharing life.
因为他在那里分享生命，所以他被挑战。
And the life that was in Stephen, that life of Christ, was a challenge.To the religious institution of that day.
他里面基督的生命挑战了当时的这个宗教的这个宗教的团体。
And it testifies in Acts chapter 7.
他在使徒行传第七章，他做这样的见证。
In verse 55, it speaks of how Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit, gazing up and seeing the Lord in heaven.
在五十五节那里讲到，他是被圣灵充满，他往上望天，看见基督在那里。
Seeing the glory of the Lord, seeing the Lord standing at the right hand of God.
看见神的荣耀，看见我们的主站在神的右边。
He even testifies of this. He says, "Behold, I see the heavens opened up."
他为此做见证，他说我看见天开了。
That Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
人子站在神的右边。
And that infuriated those ones that were persecuting him.
当然，那些人就是在逼迫他。
In 57, it talks about how they start crying out with a loud voice, they even cover their ears. They don't want to hear that.
他们根本不想听这些，他们捂住他们的耳朵，大声的喊叫。
And they rush upon him with a strong impulse to kill him.
他们冲上去要努力要杀死他。
They drive him out of the city and then they start stoning him.
他们把他拥到城外，用石头来打他。
In the scripture, the Holy Spirit is so precise in all of his details.
圣灵在这些细节上面是那样的精准确。
And it said that those the witnesses that were there,
那些在周围来观看的那些人
，all of the ones doing that,
当那些所有的人都在做这件事情
，it said they laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
他们把他们的衣服放在一个年轻人的脚前，这个人就是扫罗。
This young man Saul was there. He saw Stephen. He heard his testimony.
扫罗在那里，他看见了斯蒂凡，他也听见他的见证。
And he was in hearty agreement with it. He was strongly supporting that.
他是在那支持那些人来做这些事情。
And as they stoned Stephen,
当他们用石头打斯蒂凡的时候
，Stephen is looking up to heaven.
斯蒂凡仰目望天。
He says, "Lord, receive my spirit."
他说：“主啊，求你接受我的灵。
”Saul is seeing this.
保罗一切都看在眼里。
And then to Saul's amazement, he hears this one who's being martyred.
保罗他使他惊讶的，他听见这个要被杀的人在说这些话。
Stephen's last words.
斯蒂凡的最后一句话。
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
主啊，不要将罪归于他们。
Then he gave up his spirit. He went to sleep. He died.
说了这话，就把他的魂灵交给了主，他就睡了。
When you transition into 8, again, it talks about how Saul was in agreement with this.
然后就讲到扫罗为这件事情他是多么的不喜悦。
And how from that day on they started persecuting the church even more intensely.
在那以后，他就更大力的逼迫神的教会。
Then in Acts chapter 8, verse 3,
在使徒行传第八章第三节
，It says Saul began ravaging church.
讲到扫罗却残害教会。
It's hard in English for us to comprehend the intensity of that word.
英文里面很难来讲到这是这个词是多么的重。
He was ravaging it.
讲到他在残害教会。
It was a destructive power that he was putting upon the church.
他在教会的伤是施加一个极大的一个损害的一个力。
An inhuman reaction of an intense evil he was doing.
这是一个好像不是人能够做出来的一个强烈的一个行为。
It talks about how he does this. He enters, he goes from house to house.
讲到他挨家挨户
，dragging off men and women, putting them in prison.
把男人女人抓起来关到牢里面。
This is how we're first introduced to Saul.
这是我们第一次我们被见到保罗。
We see one who is such a hatred, such an intense.Hatred of those that believe in Christ.
我们看见这样的一个人，他向着信主的人有这样的一个仇恨。
A tragic thing within Saul's life.
在保罗的他的生命里面带来了这样的一些悲剧。
Was that in his religious zeal, he thought he was serving God.
他在他的宗教里面，他认为他是这样是侍奉神。
He thought by persecuting these ones, he was pleasing God.
他认为他在迫害这些人，他是使神心满意足。
By persecuting these dear ones, he was earning more and more merit with God.
他认为他残害这些亲爱的弟兄们，他在神那里得越来越多的奖赏。
He was sold out 100% to God.
他认为他是把自己百分之百的献给了神。
You go back as you start reading in his life.
然后你再回去，再慢慢的读他的一生。
You come to the end of his life, and he starts to. He's before King Agrippa.
然后你看在他快要到他生命的尽头的时候，他在亚基帕王面前。
You have to question if this is the same man speaking.
你要问一问，这还是不是同一个人在这里讲话
？When he's sharing his testimony with King Agrippa,
他向亚基帕王来做他的见证。
He uses this phrase.I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他说我没有为此没有违背从天上来的意象。
We'll talk about that in a second.
我们一会儿再讲这一。
And then at the end of his life,
在他生命要尽头的时候。
If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 4,
你看提摩太后书第四章。
This is the same individual.
这是同样的一个人。
Who God has captured in such a mighty way.
他是被这样的一个强有力的抓住
such a transforming work,
是这样的一个更新变化的工作
that now he shares in 2 Timothy chapter 4 starting in verse 6.
他在提摩太后书第四章第六节开始他这样的交通
I am already a poured out drink offering.
他说我现在已经被浇奠
The time of my departure has come.
我离世时候到了
He knew he was ready to die.
他知道他已经预备好要死了。
He said, "I have fought the good fight."
他说我已经打好美好的仗，我已经打过了。
He's not just being poetic or dramatic here.
他不是在这里只是写一首诗，或者说写一个戏剧。
He has been through a battle for life.
因为他已经打了他生命的仗。
And he's experienced the overcoming victorious life.
他是在经历了一个得胜的一个生命。
When he's testifying at the end of his life, I have fought the good fight.
在他生命的终了，他做这样的一个见证，他说：“美好的仗我已经打过了。”
He's testifying, it was not I, but Christ.
他在那里见证说：“不再是我，乃是基督。”
Christ has overcome.
基督已经得胜。
I finished the course.
我已经跑了当跑的路。
I've kept the faith.
我已经持守了当持守的道。
Again, not boasting in himself.
他不是在那里夸耀他的自己
，but testifying of the grace of God，
而是来在这里见证神的恩典
，testifying of the power of God，
见证神的大能。
And thank the Lord, He knows。
我们感谢主，他知道。
He says, "In the future, there is laid up for me that crown of righteousness."
他说，在我的前面有公义的冠冕为我存留
，which the Lord, the righteous Judge, will award to me on that day。
就是那公义审判的主在那日要赐给我的。
And for our encouragement, he adds, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
不仅如此，他也鼓励我们说，不但赐给我，也赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。
When you look at how we're introduced to Saul in Acts chapter 7,
当我们看见在使徒行传第七章，我们初初的面见见到保罗。
And you see the testimony of Paul in 2 Timothy.
我们再看见他在提摩太后书他的见证。
There's a tremendous contrast.
在这里有一个极大的一个对比。
What happened to him?
在它里面发生了什么
？What was it that did this marvelous transforming work？
是什么来做了这样一个极大的、一个奇妙的更新的变化
？I'll tell you a secret。
我把一个秘诀告诉你。
It wasn't a thing that transformed him。
不是一件事情来改变了他。
It was a person。
而是一位人。
As he testifies in Acts chapter 9。
就像他在《使徒行传》第九章做的这样的见证。
Paul had a revolutionary experience with the person of our Lord Jesus Christ。
保罗得到这样一个启示的一个见证，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
As we said, if you remember in Acts chapter 9。
你还记得在《使徒行传》第九章
，Paul was on this road to Damascus to persecute Christians。
保罗在去大马士革的路上，他在那里去逼迫基督徒。
To persecute, to put in prison ones who were followers of Jesus。
他去把那些来跟随耶稣的人，来把他们下到监里。
Again, with a mighty zeal, he thought he was sincerely serving God。
在他里面的一个热心，让他觉得他是在真正的侍奉神。
And he discovered on the road to Damascus.
但是他在去大马路士
大马士革的路上发现 that he was actually persecuting Jesus.
他实在是在逼迫耶稣。
In Acts chapter 9, verse 4, as the Lord encounters Paul,
在第九章第四节，我们的主遇见了保罗。
He's still Saul. He says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
那时候还是扫罗，他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And Saul answers and said, "Who art thou, Lord?"
扫罗就问你是谁
And he says, I am the one you're persecuting.
他说我是你所逼迫的那一位
Now what was he encountering?
他遇见的是谁
This person was in heaven, but he was persecuting people on earth.
那位是在天上，但是他在逼迫地上的人
What was going on?
那发生了什么
He was having a revolutionary experience.
他是在那里有了一个启示的经历
He saw this vision.
他看见这样的一个意象
It wasn't a teaching.
不是一个教训
It wasn't a concept.
也不是一个概念
wasn't something theological.
也不是一个理论上面的
He had an encounter with the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在那里遇见了我们的主耶稣基督
He saw the risen, ascended Lord in heaven.
他看见了那位复活升天的主在天上
But the Lord didn't stop there in revealing himself to Paul.
但是我们的主不仅仅停在只是向保罗来启示。
He also enabled Saul at that time to see that those he were persecuting were actually Jesus himself.
他让保罗看见他逼迫的就是主耶稣他自己。
He saw that those believers in Jesus were part of his body.
他看见那些信主的那些人实际上是主的身体。
He saw the Christ in heaven.
他看见天上的基督
And to use a familiar word that we're too familiar with today,
我们用一个我们太熟悉的一个词来讲
He saw his church on earth.
他看见他在地上的教会
He saw his body.
他看见他的身体
Paul did not see two separate things.
保罗并没有看见两个不同的东西
Paul saw one thing.
保罗看见的是一样
He saw the Christ.
他看见那基督
That one body.
那一个身体
He saw a head.
他看见一个头
And he saw a body.
他也看见一个身体
Tragically today we separate these two so often.
悲剧性的我们今天我们这两样都能分开
Now he didn't fully understand this.
他并没有完全的就明白了这一点
He refers to it later as a heavenly vision.
这后来成为他一个属天的一个意象
But he didn't allow his lack of understanding to hinder him from pushing on.
但是他没有让他的缺少的认识来阻止他
Because throughout his life, he saw more and more of the corporate Christ.
因为在他的一生，他越来越多的看见那个团体的基督。
You know, sometimes we get hung up on understanding things.
我们有时候我们是停在我们认识的方面。
I had a when I was in high school, I was never noted as the greatest student.
我在上高中的时候，我不是一个最好的学生。
I was in the athletic category.
我是那些体育比较好的。
And I think I got passed often just because I was playing sports.
他们很多时候让我过关是因为我花很多时间打运动。
And I still remember it was one of my science teachers.
我还记得我的一个教我科学的一个老师。
And I was having trouble understanding something.
我那个时候很不能明白一件。
And he's told me something that stuck with me my whole life.
他教了我一件事情，影响了我一生。
He said, "Mac, You don't have to understand something for it to be true.
他说 ，Mac， 你不一定要明白这件事情，但是它确实是真的。
He said, Mac, don't worry about trying to understand gravity or centrifugal force.
他说你不要现在担心你理解这些引力和这些离心力。
I'll tell you what to write down on the exam.
你要把这些，我把这些就记下来。
But don't worry about trying to understand all that.
但是你现在你不要担心你不明白这是什么意思。
Just know it's true.
你知道这是真的。
And there are things in this Christian life.
这同样的在我们基督徒的生活也一样。我们听见一些。
We hear about Christ the head and we're the body.
我们听说基督是头，我们是他的身体。
Paul having this heavenly vision.
保罗有这样一个属天的意象。
Some refer to it as seeing the God's eternal purpose.
我说他是看见了神永远的旨意。
And those phrases can be overwhelming at first.
这些话可能
And we don't really understand them.
我们也许我们不能够明白。
But praise God, they're not limited by our understanding of them.
但是赞美神，他不是因着我们的认识不足就受了限制。
But as we trust in Him,
当我们信靠他
just like Paul did.
就像保罗一样
He didn't have a full understanding of what this was.
他还没有一个完全的一个认识
You know, at this point in time,
在那一刻
he could not have written Ephesians.
他根本不能写下以弗所书
He could not have written Colossians.
他也不可能写下哥罗西书
He had to go through some experience, some trials.
他需要有一些经历，需要一些的试验
And what was revealed to him started to become reality.
向他启示的能够成为他的实际。
Oh, this is that. This is what you're speaking of. That's it.
他把这个和那样的挂起钩来。
Praise God.
我们赞美神。
At the end, he was able to say, I wasn't disobedient to that vision.
他说我故此没有违背从天上来的意象。
Because he saw that vision again, it wasn't a thing, it was a person.
他看见这样的一个启示不是一件事物而是一个人。
Oh, how we thank the Lord, how he worked within Paul's life.
我们如何的感谢主他在保罗身上做这样的工作
we want to know and understand things so instantly
我们都愿意一下子就认识一些事情
particular today in this day of instant gratification
尤其是今天让我们能够立刻得满足的这样的一个时代
we don't understand something
我们不能明白一些事情
we have some complex problem we don't understand it
我们有一个很复杂的问题我们
we want to have the answer
我们需要有答案
So what do we do today?
我们今天怎么做
We just go, we talk to AI and we get the answer.
我们问人工智能就拿到了答案
But sadly, we don't even bother to validate it.
我们甚至我们都不要去确认一下
To get to see the source of it.
我们不要去找它的这个源头
And all we've done is we have fooled ourselves.
我们做的只是欺骗了我们的自己
Instead of coming into the reality of what something is in our hearts,
我们不是让这在我们里面成为心里面成为我们的实际。
We have simply gained more knowledge about something.
我们越得了是越来越多的一些知识。
Today there's so much knowledge about the church out there.
今天关于教会有这么多的知识。
If you know me, you know I'm a lover of books.
你如果你知道我的，你知道我很爱读书。
And I actually, excuse my bluntness, I get sick of believers sending me books on the church.
我求我比较直接的说，我现在很多人给我发这个书的链接，我都已经很厌烦了。
A brother will just see something all of a sudden.
有弟兄他看见网上
All of a sudden he thinks he's an expert and he sends this great book, this exposition on the church.
他就觉得他是一个专家了，他要把这个书说到教会的这个解释，他就寄给我。
And I ask him, what is it like meeting with the brethren who brought you this experience?
他说这个弟兄们是把这个谁把这个经历了给了你
？He said, "Oh, I don't meet with anybody. I just know all this."
他说我不需要任何人，我只是知道这些。
What a fool we are!
我们是何等的愚拙
！We're missing the whole picture.
我们没有看不见事情的全景。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
Paul was willing to pay the price.
但是保罗愿意付这个代价。
To do the violence necessary.
他来努力，来必须做的。
To enter into the reality, to the experience daily of all that God had shown him.
他愿意进到神显给他的这样的一个实际的经历的当中。
And the rest of his life, he was exploring this unsearchable riches of Christ.
他余下的一生，他在你寻找 基督测不透的丰富。
Again, why do you think Paul used a phrase like unsearchable riches of Christ?
你为什么觉得保罗会用到神测不透的丰富的这个词？
Because he had actually spent his life looking into all the riches of Christ, and he saw there's no end to them.
他因为他穷尽一生，他寻找基督的丰盛，但是他没有看到他的尽头。
That's that insatiable desire that he had to know him more and more.
这是他一个永无止境的一个渴慕，他愿意更多的认识基督。
Paul, by seeing Christ, Paul was captured by him.
当他看见基督，他就被他抓住了。
And he testified in Corinthians.
他在哥林多前书那里，哥林多。
That he was no longer living for himself, but for him who loved him and died for him, and he was constrained by the love of Christ.
他不再为自己而活，而是为他死而复活的主活。他是被耶稣的基督的爱来激励他。
We see Paul saw this desire within God's heart.
我们看见保罗，他也看见神里面的这样的一个渴望。
For not only himself,
不是为了他的自己，
but for all the brothers and sisters to be conformed into the image of Christ.
而是为着全部的弟兄姊妹们都被磨成神儿子的形象。
He saw that God wasn't just looking for a whole room of individuals.
他看见神不只是在找一个房子里面的每一个个人，
but he was looking for those to be related together, flowing together under that headship of Christ.
他是寻找的是那些能够来被联络在一起，在他的头的下面。
You know, Paul came into seeing how precious this was.
保罗就看见这其中的宝贵。
It captured his heart in such a way.
就是如此的抓住他的心。
Then later on, as he was writing in Ephesians,
当后来他写以弗所书的时候，
in Ephesians chapter 5,
在以弗所书第五章，
25 to 27,
25、27节，
where he talks about husbands loving your wives as Christ loved the church,
他说到做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，就如基督爱教会，因为他为教会舍己。
He quickly changes over. He's giving us a picture of the church.
他马上换了一个题目，让我们看见一个基督的一个教会的一个形象。
He says that he, that Christ might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water with the word.
他说，基督要用水借着道把他来洗净。
There's brothers and sisters, in order for us to be prepared for his return.
弟兄姊妹们，为着我们能够预备他的再来。
There's a cleansing process that the Holy Spirit has to do.
在这里有一个圣灵要做的一个洗净的工作。
That washing of the water of the Word, that Word of life working within us.
要用水借着道在我们里面做这样的一个工。
Doing away with the old, bringing in the new.
把我们的旧的除去，给我们带进我们的新的。
That he could present to himself a church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle in any such thing.
然后可以献给自己作为一个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。
Holy and blameless，
乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Paul here was it's a beautiful picture of Paul describing the Lord as a Chinese cleaner。
在这里看保罗，他描述我们的神就像一个中国的一个打扫卫生的人。
A Chinese laundry man。
一个中国的一个洗衣服。
Doing that cleansing。
他们在这里
washing everything,
来揉衣服来洗
then getting it ironed,
然后为他熨
平 no wrinkles, no spots,
一点皱纹没有一点皱纹，没有瑕疵，完全完美无瑕。
Oh, Paul, he saw how thorough the work of Christ was.
他就看见基督的工作是如何的全备。
And he saw that this life of Christ was what God was jealous for each ofHis individual believers to experience together.
他看见神为着基督的生命在我们每个人的里面是这样的热心。
This is what God is looking for.
这是神他寻求的。
Today, so often we think God's just looking for head knowledge.
感谢主，我们今天我们不是只是在寻找我们头脑里的知识。
Now we're thankful for the knowledge we have of Him.
我们谢谢他给了我们这样的知识。
But He wants that knowledge to become reality in our hearts and expressed in our lives.
他也愿意这个知识能够进到我们的心里面，成为我们生命的彰显。
As you look at those letters to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3,
你看见启示录第二、第三章为向着七个教会的书信。
And we're not going to take time tonight to go through those.
我们今天没有时间来读。
But within those assemblies, what is God looking for?
在那些教会的里面，神寻找的是什么？
So he's just simply looking for their knowledge?
只是一些知识吗？
At their outward works?
还是他们外边的工作呢？
What is he looking for?
他寻找的是什么？
What is it that pleases God's heart?
是什么能够让神的心意满足？
One thing pleases God's heart.
一件事情能够让神满足。
The life of his son.
就是他儿子的生
命。And as he was looking in those assemblies, he was looking for the life of his son expressed through those believers.
他在这些教会的当中，他在寻找他儿子的生命，借着这些教会能够彰显。
And that is just as true today as it was a couple thousand years ago.
今天就像2000年前一样，也是这样的真实。
As we talk about Paul and seeing how the Lord worked in his life,
当我们看保罗，神如何在他的生命里面做工。
In many ways, it's hard to separate Paul from his teaching.
我们觉得很难把保罗和他的教训分开。
Because his life, the teaching he had within him was expressed in his life.
因为他里面的教训就通过他的生命来表达出来。
The man and the messenger were one.
这个人就是传信息的本人。
What you saw and what you heard him sharing, you saw it lived out in his life.
你看见的，你听见的，就是他活出来的那一位。
Paul, the Lord did a great, tremendous work.
主在他身上做了多么奇妙的工作。
I'd like to introduce us to him tonight.
我们今天晚上介绍了他的生命。
When we step back and we look at this Saul.
我们退一步，我们看见扫罗。
Saul was a man of his time.
扫罗是他那个世代一个大有作为的人。
Because of his upbringing, he had the whole world, including the religious world, before him.
因着他的出身，他在他的面前就摆上了，世界都摆在他的面前。
He had the possibility of gaining the whole world.
他甚至有可能来得到一切。
But when he had this encounter with Christ.
但是他必须要遇见基督。
What does he say about that?
他如何描述这个？
About his heritage, about all the riches he has.
他所有的一些经历，他的这个产业。
All the things that he valued and was so proud of.
他以前认为宝贵的，他骄傲，值得骄傲的。
What does he say of them?
他如何来描述他们？
Well, let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书第三章。
This is his own words, his testimony.
这是他自己的话，他自己的见证。
In Philippians 3, starting in verse 4.
在腓立比书三章第四节开始。
Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind in the flesh, I far more.
他说，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
Then he puts forth his credentials that he could boast about.
他把他的这些证书就来摆在他可以来夸耀的。
Circumcised of the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
他说我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
But whatever things were gained to me, these things had been a gain to him in life.
但是无论如何，以前与我有益的，这些对他确实是有益的。
Whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
他说：“我以前先前以为为我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。”
And he doesn't just stop there, saying that I count them as loss.
他没有停下来，只是说我把他们当作有损。
He says, "More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, that I may gain Christ."
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Paul had the whole world before him.
保罗在全世界都摆在保罗的面前。
He talks about how he was born in Tarsus.
他说他是在 大树的保罗。
And that provided him with a Greek culture and a Greek education, the best education in the world.
那个时候给他带来的是希腊的文化，希腊的教育是最好的教育。
We still see the influence of Greek education today, thousands of years later.
在几千年后，我们还看见希腊教育的对我们今天的影响。
He was also born a Roman citizen.
他也是一个，他生为一个罗马的公民。
We hear him testifying of this in Acts. He just didn't buy his citizenship. He was born a citizen.
我们看见他在使徒行传里说，他不是买了他的公民籍，而是他出生就是罗马人。
So he had all of those legal privileges of a Roman citizen.
他所有罗马人的公民权利他都有。
He just didn't have a green card, or he just didn't have a visa. He was a citizen of Rome.
他不是只是有一个绿卡，有一个移民的身份，而是他是一个公民。
And he was proud. He was born a Jew. He had a religious heritage there.
而且他很骄傲的就是他出生就是一个犹太人，他有一个宗教的一个权益。
Already we see the Greek, the Roman, the Jewish influence in his life.
我们已经看见，无论是希腊还是罗马还是犹太，在他生命里面的影响。
He says he was circumcised on the eighth day.
他说他第八天就受割礼。
And what that's saying is his family was very religious. They practiced their religion.
那里讲到的是说他的家庭都是非常有宗教性的，他们也实行他们的宗教信仰。
He proudly testifies that he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他骄傲地说他是希伯来人的希伯来人。
He was contrasting that with the Hellenistic Jews, those that had merged into being influenced by the Greeks.
他在这里把他自己和那些希腊的那些犹太教徒做一个比较。
He was living right in the middle of the Greek culture, but he still was maintaining that Jewish heritage.
他虽然是活在希腊人的文化里面，但是他保守了犹太人的这样的一个遗传。
And he was of that tribe of Benjamin. He kept his heritage. He was proud of it, and he was named after the most famous person in that tribe.
他也说到他自己是便雅悯支派，他也是。他的名字就是源于这个便雅悯里面最有名的这样的一个王。
We also know that as he was in his religious zeal, he became a student of Gamaliel.
我们也知道他带着他宗教的热心，他成为拜在了加马列的门下。
The greatest Jewish teacher there was.
是那个时代最伟大的一个基督徒的一个犹太的教师。
If you look at whatever particular field you're in.
你看见无论他是在怎么样的一个行业的里面。
If you look at all of the experts,
你看那所有的专家。
And if you would say, oh, I want to study under this person.
你说我愿意在这个人的门下来学习。
And that was what Paul, that's who Gamaliel is.
那就是加马列的那样的这样的地位。
He was at the top of the pecking order.
他是在这个金字塔的最顶尖。
And Paul was a student of his.
保罗就是他的门徒。
Paul was also a Pharisee at this age, of the most, that was the most noble Jewish position.
保罗也是一个法利赛人，这是犹太人当中最尊贵的一个位置。
He's actually still Saul. I just get confused, Saul and Paul. He was actually still Saul at this point.
那个时候他其实还是扫罗。
And in that zeal, Saul was persecuting the church.
然后他带着这样的一个热心，他来逼迫教会。
But then,Because of that encounter on the road to Damascus.
但是因为他在去大马士革的路上的这样的与主的相遇。
Everything that he had gained.
所有他得到的。
All that was ahead of him.
在他摆在他前面的。
The whole world, everything, whatever field he wanted to go in.
这个世界上的一切他愿意抓着进入的。
He threw it all out.
他把他们都抛弃了。
You know, I often wonder.
我有时候经常思想。
What did his mother say about that?
他的妈妈会怎么说?
She was a proud Jewish mother.
她也是一个很骄傲的一个犹太的母亲。
She had provided everything for her son.
她为她儿子安排了一切。
I think we might have a few mothers like that in here.
我们中间可能有几位妈妈是这样的。
And then all of a sudden, I provided you with this degree from Stanford.
然后她说我为你预备了斯坦福的个学位。
And you just throw it out?
你把它扔了吗?
What are you doing?
你究竟要做什么?
It was a tremendous stand that he had to take.
在他必须要站住这样的一个位置。
I've just given a short list. He says, I count all things as loss.
我只是给你一个很短短的一个单子。他说我把万事都
当作有损。In view of that surpassing value of knowing Christ, my Lord.
因为我以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And now he, it wasn't like he just, this wasn't just the bad things, this was the good things.
这还不是一些坏事，这些，这是一些好的事情。
And it wasn't like he just counted them as loss.
不只是说他只是把他们当作有损的。
But he said, now they're all, they're just rubbish now.
他把他们当作粪土。
That I may gain Christ.
使我可以得着基督。
This great specimen of man.
这个人的一个极大的一个见证。
Saul, by seeing Christ, became a Paul.
扫罗当他看见基督的时候，就成为了保罗。
What does Paul's name mean?
保罗这个名字是什么意思呢
？It means little man.
是讲到一个小人物。
Before he was a big man.
以前他是这位大人物。
Big man in the world.
是这个世上的大人物。
He encountered Christ.
他遇见了基督。
He saw Christ.
他看见了基督。
He was just a little man.
他只是一个小人物而已。
And don't we see this happening so often in Scripture?
你在基督，在这个圣经里面有多少次看见这样的事情？
Just for example, think of Moses.
举个例子，我们想一想摩西。
Moses was raised and he had all of the education and the power behind him in Egypt.
摩西是在埃及长大，他学会了记。埃及人一切的知识。
He was a great specimen of mankind, tremendous warrior.
他是人所能做的出来的一个极大的一个见证，是一个极大的一个战士。
And when he fled into the desert after going to his people and killing that one Egyptian,
当他到他的弟兄那里杀了一个埃及人，他逃跑了。
He was, we could say, as when he left Egypt, he thought he was.A mighty cedar of Lebanon.
当他离开埃及的时候，他是一个大能的一个。
That was a picture of the strongest tree at that time.
他看见他是那个一个像一个香柏木一样，是那一个最大最高的树。
He was a great man of the world.
他是世上一个大人物。
When he came out of the desert,
当他从旷野。
After 40 years, the Lord dealing with him and getting ready to use him.
四十年，主对付他，来使他预备好来被他所用。他怎么说
？He wasn't any longer that cedar of Lebanon.
他不再是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
He was a dried up old thorn bush.
他只是那个干枯的一个荆棘。
But in that thorn bush,
但是在那个荆棘的当中
，was the power and fire of overcoming life.
看见了那个在得胜的这个生命。
And this is the same experience that Saul had as he was translated into becoming a Paul.
这就是保罗同样的一个经历，当他被变成保罗。
The big man became the little man.
一个大人物变成了一个小人。
And this is what when we see Christ.
这就是当我们看见基督。
When we have that revolutionary experience with Him.
当我们与他有了这样的一个启示的经历。
We put him in a right perspective.
我们把他放在一个正确的一个地位。
He is high and lifted up.
他高高在上，他被高举。
And we see us in our rightful place.
我们看见我们当初的地位。
Down at his feet.
我们是在他的脚前。
Oh, praise God for this wonderful transformation.
我们赞美神为着这样的一个极大的一个转变。
Because then he can start working.
因为这样他就可以开始做工。
Because we're entering into that life dependent upon him.
因为我们进到了一个依赖他的生命的当中。
Saul, he knew he couldn't do anything of himself.
保罗是扫罗说看见他不能自己做任何事情。
And it's wonderful that I wish we could use this example more today in Christianity.
我真是盼望我们今天在基督教的这个范围内更多的见到这样的例子。
But after Saul was saved,
后来当保罗被救了以后
what did he do?
他做了什么
He went out into that desert for 10 years.
他到那个旷野里面十年
That hidden life.
那个隐藏的生命
And all that he knew of the Old Testament.
在这个旧约里面他知道的认识的
The Lord showed him the fullness of Christ there.
主就让他看见基督的完全在那
Remember what the Lord said as he was walking with his those disciples on that road to Emmaus.
在你记得当主他说他与他的门徒在去哪里？以马忤斯的路上。
What was their testimony about what he had shared with them?
主与他们所分享的是什么样的见证呢
？He said, "Oh, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to us concerning everything of himself in the scriptures.
他从摩西开始和旧约里面一切的先知，主都向那里解释是关乎他自己的。
This is what Saul saw.
这就是扫罗看见的。
10 years in the desert.
他在旷野里十年。
Now, when a great person in the world gets saved today,
当一个世上一个大人物被救了以后，
what do we do?
我们做什么？
We put him out in front of everybody.
我们把他放在所有人的面前。
We give him their own YouTube channel.
我给他一个油管的一个
频道。 They become a Christian influencer all of a sudden.
我们把他称为基督教的一些影响有影响的人物。
They're a babe in Christ. They're a babe in Christ.
他们只是在基督里面的婴孩而已。
But we're putting them up there. We're propping them up there as a mighty man of God.
但是我们确实在他们身上得力。我们说他是神的大人物。
Oh, that they would have that hidden time with him and get to know him in a real way.
巴不得我们有这样一个隐藏的时间，能够更多的认识他。
Because this is what Paul had.
因为这就是保罗所经历的。
Paul had that reality experience.
保罗有这样一个实际的一个经历。
On that road to Damascus, he had a reality experience where he encountered the life of Christ.
当他去大马士革的，当他遇上主的自己的时候，他有一个经历，一个实际的经历。
He had heard about him, but now he knew him.
他以前只是听闻有他，但是亲眼看到。
Just like Job,
就像约伯一样。
When Job testified, I have heard of thee, but now my eyes see thee.
约伯曾经说，我以前风闻有你，如今我亲眼见。
And as we see this within Paul's life,
我们就这样看见保罗的生命当中。
We start to understand more and more of some of the things he writes to us.
我们就越来越多的来明白他为什么要写给我们这些事。
We see the value of them.
我们也看见其中的价值。
Just as we're talking about seeing things, that Paul, he saw that reality of who Christ was.
当我们说到我们眼见，保罗讲到的是他看见的耶稣基督。
When you think of Ephesians, his letter to the church in Ephesus in chapter 1, verse 18.
当他在写以弗所书第一章第十八节的时候。
What was he praying for?
他在那里做一个什么样的祷告
he was praying for them something that had happened to him.
他为着向他们让他们能有同样的一个经历来做这样一个祷告。
Something that he had actually experienced.
他自己实际上已经经历这件事情。
And he saw the necessity of it.
他看到其中的必要性。
So in Ephesians 1:18,
以弗所书一章十八节。
As he's praying for them.
他为他们做这样一个祷告。
What's he praying?
他祷告的内容是什么？
He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling.
我求照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
The eyes of your heart might be enlightened. Your eyes of your heart would be opened.
愿意你们心中的眼睛被明亮，你们的心被打开。
That you could know experientially. It's that Greek word, knowing something in experience in life.
让你们可以在你们的经历的当中，你们认识。
That hope of his calling.
他恩召有何等的指望。
Not just having a beautiful phrase.
不只是一个美好的一句话
，which is so wonderful，
已经非常好了。
But do we know the reality？
但是我们认不认识其中的实际
？That reality is the hope of his calling。
这个实际就是他是我们恩召的指望。
And the riches and the glory of his inheritance in the saints。
他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
？And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe？
他向着我们信的人是有何等大的这样的一个恩典。
So often when we're in various trials of life,
当我们经历了我们生活里面各种的试炼
，we feel so weak, we feel so helpless.
我们觉得如此的软弱，我们如此的绝望。
But what he wants is the eyes of our heart to be opened.
他愿意我们心中的眼睛被
打开。So when we're in those situations that overwhelm us.
让我们在这样被打倒的一个环境的里面
，as Paul was in those situations，
就像保罗在那样的环境里面
，he wants us to know the surpassing greatness of his power toward us。
他愿意我们知道他那个得胜的这样的荣耀的大能。
There's a power we have within us that is greater than any power of this world。
在我们里面的这个能力远超于这个世上所有的能力。
He could have just said。To know his power.
他不仅仅说我们来认识他的能力
But he knows us. He knows that we would question that power.
他认识我们，他知道我们有时候像这个能力会发起疑问。
The Holy Spirit could have just said you would know the greatness of His power.
圣灵不只是说让我们认识这个能力的伟大。
In our minds, we would say, "Oh, there are a lot of great powers."
在我们的头脑里面，我们认识有很多的大的能力的人。
But He says, "No." When you're in that situation that is overwhelming you, and you don't know what to do.
而是说，当我们处在这个环境里面。
I want you to know of that surpassing greatness of His power that lives within you.
要让我们认识到在我们里面的那个超越的这个得胜的能力。
That's why He said, "I want those eyes of your heart to be opened."
是让我们里面的心中的眼睛被打开。
Because when you think of it, thankfully He didn't say just the eyes of our head.
他感谢主，他没有说到是我们头脑里的眼睛。
What does the heart speak of?
我们的心是指到讲的是什么？
The heart speaks of love.
心讲到心是讲到爱。
The heart speaks of having an intimate relationship with one another.
是讲到我们与彼此的亲密的关系。
You tell somebody, if you describe someone as having a heart-to-heart relationship with you,
你讲到一个人和你有心向着心向着心的关系。
There's an intimacy there.
在那里有一个亲密的感觉。
There's a knowing them in a special way.
讲到是讲到我们特别的认识他。
That love relationship.
是一个爱的关系。
And this is what we see, this first key within Paul's life, that intimate relationship he had with Christ.
这就是我们看见保罗的生命的当中一个关键的钥匙，就是他与基督的亲密无间的关系。
And it was the very foundational lesson that governed his whole life.
这就是他来支配他一生的这一个基础。
It was a living, intimate, daily relationship with Him.
是一个活泼的每天的一个关系。
When you're in love with someone,
当你爱一个人。
When you have that intimate relationship with them,
当你与他有亲密的关系。
You want to know them more and more.
你愿意更多的认识他。
You want to spend time with them.
你愿意和他更多的在一起。
That's why Paul was so rejoicing in 1 Corinthians.
也就是为什么保罗在哥林多前书他那么的喜乐。
When he said, God is faithful, He's called us into the fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
他说神是信实的，他呼召我们进入与他的儿子的交通的里面。
This one that I love, we've been called together in this place of fellowship where we can share with one another.
这个我们所爱的，他呼召我们能够进到与他的一个亲密的，我们可以
Having a personal relationship with him.
和他与一个个有一个个人的关系。
I think this is one of the greatest needs for all of us in this hour.
我认为这是我们在此刻一个极大的一个需要。
We don't take that time.
我们
to just pause and stop every day.
我们在每天我们没有停下来，我们来寻求这段时间。
And have a heart-to-heart time of fellowship, of worship, of just being quiet.In the presence of the Lord.
我们要有一段安静的与他一个亲密的在我们主面前的时光。
Oh, this is how he wants us to come into knowing him.
这就是他如何让我们能够更多的来认识他。
Because one of the beautiful things about knowing him.
因为我们认识他有一个奇妙的一个美丽的地方。
Is that as we know him, we learn of him, who he is, what his desire is.Where he's going, what's going on.
当我们越多的认识他，我们就知道他心里想要的是什么，他要去哪里，发生的是什么。
You know, Paul, after he had spent that time by himself,
当保罗他单独的花这个时间。
Barnabas, we know how in Acts 11 the church in Antioch was born.
我们知道在使徒行传11章安提阿的教会出生了。
And Barnabas was there serving.
巴拿巴也在那里服侍。
And Barnabas sees he needs something else, so he goes and he gets Paul and brings him there.
巴拿巴觉得他需要另外的一个帮助，他就去把保罗叫来。
And they were teaching the brethren, yes.
他们是在那里来教导弟兄姊妹们。
But what was it within them that the brethren really saw?
但是那些弟兄姊妹们在他们中间看见了什么？
They lived together for a whole year. They saw Paul and Barnabas's life.
他们在一起同住了一年，他们看见了巴拿巴和保罗的生命。
And as they saw that life,
当他们看见那个生命，
it touched them, it encouraged them, and strengthened them.
就感动了他，鼓舞了他们，也坚固了他们。
While they were there serving the brethren,
当他们在那里服侍弟兄姊妹们。
It speaks in Acts chapter 13 of how one day when they were there with others ministering to the Lord.
讲在使徒行传十三章那里讲到他们在那里服侍服侍主。
Doesn't say they're praying for themselves.
没有说他们是为他们自己来做祷告。
But they're there ministering to the Lord.
他们乃是在那里服侍主。
And the Lord spoke to them and said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Paul."
主就向他们说，你们要差遣巴拿巴和扫罗。
I've called them to the work.
去做我召他们所做的工。
And praise God, when the Lord spoke, they knew His voice.
我们赞美主，当主向他们说话，他们就认识到他的声音。
They knew His voice, they knew His ways, they knew His heart, and they responded.
他们就认识他的方式，他的心意，他们就做了一个反应。
Do we know the voice of the Lord in this day?
我们今天我们知不知道我们主的声音？
There's so many voices out there.
在外面有那么多的声音。
We know different voices.
我们认识不同的声音。
But do we know His voice?
但是我们认识不认识他的声音？
He says many will come in my name.
说很多人要奉我的名。
But do you know whose voice we know?
你知不知道我们知道谁的声音呢？
We know the voices of ones that we love.
我们知道那个我们所爱的那个人的声音。
When someone that we love says something, we or just even across the room calls your name.
当一个人我们爱的人，他在这个房子的另一头，他说到我们的名字
，You can hear that.
你都能听见。
I mean, it's true in the world.
在这个地上也是这样。
All of a sudden,
突然。
Now we could play a few chords even from a Taylor Swift song.
我们可以。可以听这个歌手的他唱的 Taylor Swift 唱的一首歌。
And those under 30 would know what the whole rest of the song was.
那些一听起个音，那些三十岁以下的人就知道整个这个歌是什么。
Do we have our ears attuned when he would say something?
但是我们的耳朵有没有竖起来听我们的主向我们说的话？
You know, the Lord says, "The sheep know my voice."
我们的主说，我的羊听我的声音。
We have our favorite singers, our favorite bands.
我们有我们最喜爱的歌手，我们最喜爱的乐队。
But are our ears being attuned to hear His voice?
但是我们的耳朵有没有来竖起来听他的声音？
In the midst of all the hustle and bustle of this world,
在这个世上所有的这些匆忙、这个混乱的当中，
you know, if we don't really know that voice, we can miss Him.
如果我们不认识他的声音，我们就会忽略了他。
We can miss Him. We can be led astray.
我们可以忽略了他，我们就被带偏离己路。
Or if he moves and does something differently than we think he should, we don't listen to it. We ignore it.
如果他做了我们认为跟我们认为不一致的，我们就忽视他，我们否认。
And even in this Acts chapter 13, Paul uses the history of the Jewish people as a perfect illustration of that.
保罗在使徒行传十三章，他讲到这个犹太人的历史，做了一个很好的例证。
Later on in Acts 13, Paul is declaring the gospel to the Jews.
后来保罗在使徒行传十三章，他向犹太人传福音。
But many Jews didn't recognize the Lord when he first came.
他说的这些人当主第一次来的时候没有认识他。
And even after he came and Paul is declaring the gospel, many don't believe it.
甚至像保罗说，当他真正来的时候，向保罗的传福音说，
他们没有相信。They knew the scripture. They had it in their head.
他们知道圣经，也知道在他们的头脑的里面。
They had a great knowledge about him.
他们的脑子里面有很大的知识。
But they didn't know him. They didn't know his heart. They didn't have that intimate relationship with him.
但是他们不认识他，不认识他的心和他没有亲密的关系。
And there's one interesting verse in Acts 13.
在这里面有一很有意思的一句。
Well, there's a lot of there's a lot of good verses in that chapter.
这一章有很多好的经节。
But if you look at verse 27,
但是如果你看二十七节
this verse terrifies me.
这一节就让我很恐惧战惊
Because at times I find this has happened to me.
我当我看见这个，有时候也在我身上。
Paul is speaking about the Jewish people and how religious they were.
保罗讲到犹太人他们。是多么的在宗教的当中。
He said, "For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterances of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, actually fulfill them by condemning him."
说 耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读是先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，正应了先知的预言。
They heard the word of God shared with them every week.
他们每个星期都在听神的话。
It doesn't take much to compare that to us.
和我们好像没有什么区别。
We hear the word of God every week.
我们每个星期都听神的话。
We hear it, we go to conferences.
我们也去参加特会。
They had the word put right before them.
他们把这些话摆在他们面前。
Those Old Testament, it was read to them.
这个旧约里面的话是读给他们。
We have the word put before us.
我们也有这样的话摆在我们的面前。
Do we get it?
但是我们有没有认识？
Do we realize how when the Lord is working in spirit and truth, we can capture it?
我们有没有认识到我们的主他是在灵和真理里面在那里做工，让我们可以抓住他？
Or do we have such a locked-in view of this is the way God works, and anything outside of that box we don't recognize.
还是我们就对神的工作持有了一个成见，我们觉得不是这里面的就不是他的工作。
I thank the Lord how at different times in the Book of Acts He gets ones to think outside their box.
我们感谢主在使徒行传，这些人他们与他们固有的想法不一样。
These are ones that love the Lord.
这些人他们爱主。
But he has to shake them.
但是我们的主要摇晃他们。
He says, you only know me a small bit. There's so much more of me.
主说你只是明白我一点点，但是我还有那么多。
In his love, he had to do this to Peter.
在他的爱的里面，他要向彼得做这样的工作。
The Lord wanted to send Peter to the Gentiles.
他要差遣彼得到外邦人当中。
To share the gospel.
与他们来分享福音。
But Peter was so he was resistant.
但是彼得有
The Lord, gives Peter that vision while he's on the housetop, while he's on Simon's rooftop.
所以当他在西门家的房顶上面，主就让他看见这样的一个异象。
Three times that sheet comes down.
三次主让这个床单来降下来。
And Peter's told, eat Peter.
主说彼得拿起来吃，拿起来吃。
He says, oh no, I'm so holy, I'm so righteous. Those are filthy animals, I can't touch that.
彼得说我是这样的圣洁我是这样的公义那些都是不洁净的我不能摸他们
What was the Lord trying to do to Peter?
主是要在彼得身上做什么
He wasn't really interested in just Peter's dietary habits
当然他不只是关心彼得的吃的饮食的习惯
He wanted Peter to see think outside the box I'm preparing you I'm sending you to the Gentiles
他想让彼得能够从他的成见里面脱离出来让他看见主是要差他到外邦人当中。
Praise God, Peter got it.
我们赞美神，
And he responded.
他也做了一个反应。
He went to that house of Cornelius.
他也去了哥尼流的家里面。
Oh, what a joyful way to respond.
这是多么喜乐的一个回应的方式。
We get such concepts. I think about the Holy Spirit.
我们有被圣灵如此的带领。
It's tragic how misunderstood the Holy Spirit is in Christianity.
在基督教的范围里面，误解了圣灵是多么的悲剧性。
We can have like two camps of the Holy Spirit.
我们有像圣灵，我们有两个阵营。
One we have ones like Elijah, where the Holy Spirit it's that wind and fire and earthquakes.
我们看有一个阵营说他们是在这个风。雨和这个地震里面看才看见圣灵。
But the Lord said, I wasn't in that.
但是主说我不在其中。
And then you have ones that think, oh, it's just a still small voice.
有另外一个阵营认为圣灵只是一个小小的声音。
And yes, sometimes it's a still small voice.
没错，有时候确实是一个小小的声音。
But sometimes, like on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit worked with the wind and fire and earthquakes.
但是有一天，在像五旬节那一天，圣灵降临的时候，就是像。像风像火像地震一样
Do we recognize it when it's the Lord?
我们能不能认识这就是我们的主
And one of the beautiful things that we have to help us with this
我们有一件可以美好的事情来帮助我们
Is the fellowship we've been brought into
是他把我们带到的交通的当中
How as we see something we hear the Lord saying that we think is the Lord
当我们来寻求的时候，我们就听见主向我们说话。我们知道这是主。
We have brothers and sisters that we respect, and we can go, we can share our hearts, and they can pray, and we can get a witness.
我们可以到一些我们尊敬的弟兄 那里我们跟他一起交通，我们能够听他们为我们所做的见证。
Sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no.
有时候他会说是，有时候他会说不。
But either way, we can learn something. We learn of the way the Lord's working.
无论如何，我们都学会我们主做工的方式。
And this is what Paul had entered into.
这就是保罗他被带领进入的。
That intimate relationship of recognizing the voice of the Lord, the way the Lord was working.
他可以进到一个与主亲密无间的关系，他可以认识主他工作的方式。
And we see this intimate relationship of knowing the Lord displayed so magnificently in the letters that he wrote.
我们看见保罗在他的书信里面，他把主与他这样的一个亲密的关系这样彰显出来。
He could distinguish, he could discern what was the Lord and I.
他可以在那里区分，他可以查验什么是主的，什么不是的。
Just think of the letter to the church in Galatia.
他在写给加拉太教会的书信里面
He was discerned. There's another gospel's trying to come in. You need to wake up and recognize this.
他说有另外一个福音，你们要醒来，你们要认识。
The church in Colossae, you need to discern. There's a heresy coming in.
他也看到他给在哥罗西的教会，他不只是说有一个声音，而且是有一个异端。
To those in Corinth, he's able to write because he's discerning. He wants them to be able to discern between the flesh and the spirit.
他也在那像罗马书里面，他讲到在这里看到属肉体的和属圣灵的。
In Philippians, he wanted them to be able to discern between true prophets and false prophets.
在腓立比书，他让他们要查验什么是真的。什么真的是先知，什么是假先知
？Thessalonians, he wanted them to be able to discern about the Lord's return because they were getting all confused.
在帖撒罗尼迦书那里，他要让他们查验什么是主再来的那一刻，因为他们已经糊涂了。
And this discerning and care it translated down to individuals also.
他的这个这个查验的这个关心也能够来进到一个每一个人的当中。
In his discernment, he could tell he knew the difference between a Timothy and a Titus.
在他的这个查验的分别的当中，他可以看见提摩太和提多的差别。
Timothy had one type of temperament.
提摩太有一个性格。
Titus had another type of temperament.
提多的性格又不一样。
And Paul, through the Holy Spirit, he could treat him so differently.
保罗借着圣灵可以来对他们有不同的对待。
He knew that Timothy was very timid.
他知道提摩太有点胆小。
He was sensitive.
他很敏感。
That's why he sent Timothy to Ephesus, to a so-called good church.
所以他把提摩太差去以弗所，是一个比较好的教会。
And he even wrote to Corinth that now if Timothy comes through there, don't do anything to make him afraid.
当他路过哥林多的时候，他跟他们说：“你不要让他害怕。”
So he was encouraging, he was tender with that.
他在那里鼓励他，他是那样心的柔嫩。
Titus, he could see he was a little tougher temperament.
他知道提多有一个比较硬的性格。
Where does he send Titus?
他把提多差到哪里
？He sends him to Crete.
他把他送到克里特。
He sends him to Crete, where there are all those obnoxious heathens.
那里面他们都是又馋又懒。
Where nothing good can come out of there.
那里没有什么好人。
Titus was tough enough to be among them.
提多有很强的性格，可以在他们中间活下去。
As we're caring, as we're encouraging one another.
当我们来彼此关心，我们彼此鼓励的时候
，So often we can think this is the way you encourage ones.
我觉得这是我们可以来彼此鼓励。
No, but there's a multitude of ways.
但是有很多不同的方式。
You know, sometimes there's the smile and going on, and other times there's a shaking.
有时候我们可以满脸堆笑，有时候我们要晃一晃它。
Different ones can take different things.
不同的人，我们有不同的方式。
But Paul, he prays. There's a particular prayer of Paul's that it really blesses my heart.
但是。保罗做出这样的一个祷告，让我的心得了温暖。
And it's in Philippians chapter 1.
是在腓立比书第一章。
Verses 9 and 10.
第九和第十节。
And he prays, he says, he's praying for discerning love.
他祷告的是让他们有一个分辨是非的一个爱。
And how vital this is in the days we're living in.
这是我们活在这个世上是多么的重要。
He says, he's thankful for their love.
他为他们的爱心，他感谢神。
But he continues to pray that their love would abound more and more.
他在这里继续求让他们的爱能够越来越多。
Verse 9, he says, And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment.
第九节，他祷告说，要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
That you may approve or distinguish the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Real knowledge and discernment.
真正的知识和真正的能够分辨。
How often do you equate those with love?
你多少次能够把它与爱同等。
In this intimate relationship that Paul had with the Lord.
保罗与拥有的与主亲密无间的关系。
He came into a real knowledge of him, an experiential knowing of him.
他得到了一个真正的认识他，经历上的能够认识他。
So that in knowing him, he could discern between what was him and what was not of him.
因着这样的一个亲密的关系，他能够分别什么是属于他的，什么是不属于他的。
Brothers and sisters, what are we feeding upon today?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天我们要抓住的是什么？
Is our spiritual food just from YouTube shorts?
我们今天呢，我们的属灵的粮食只是来自于油管上面的短视频吗？
Do we get our teaching from Christian music?
我们还是从这个基督徒的音乐里面我们得到教训呢？
I love a lot of the music, so, but anyway. But we see how there's so much quick substitutes today.
今天有这样的一个快餐式的这样的一个代替。
But how he wants us to have that coming into knowing him in a full and direct way.
但是他多么盼望我们能够进到完全的与他一个亲密的认识他的关系的里面。
We're thankful how the Lord,
我们感谢主
through Paul, shows us something of this intimate relationship.
他通过保罗让我们看见这样一个亲密的关系。
We'll continue a little bit more of this tomorrow night.
我们明天晚上再接下来讲一点点。
But I think as we've seen this beginning, the touching of this intimate relationship,
当我们看见这样一个亲密的关系来摸着我们。
We see that what it is, we come into this intimate relationship.
我们看见这是什么。当我们进到这样的一个关系里面，
Because in his great love, he has revealed himself to us.
因为在他极大的爱里面，他把他自己启示给我们。
And all that we have within this relationship,
我们在这个关系里面，我们所有一切拥有的，
is responding to his love.
只是要向他的爱有所回应。
It's not a love coming from ourselves.
不是来自于我们的肉体的爱。
But we love because he first loved us.
因为我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
And we see more and more as the eyes of our hearts are open the fullness of this love.
当我们的心里面的眼睛被打开了，我们就越多看见这个爱的全备。
The hope of this love, the greatness, the power of it.
这个爱给我们带来的指望，它的大能和它的伟大。
And the more that we see of his love,
我们看见我们的主他的爱，
we can't help but respond.
我们不能控制我们的自己，只能向他有回应。
There's that hymn.
有这样的一首诗歌。
Jesus, Lord, I'm captured by thy beauty.
讲到主耶稣，我是被你的美丽所夺。
All to thee my heart I open wide.
我把我的心向你来打开。
Now set free from all religious duty.
把我从一切宗教的这些责任上面来释放。
Only let me in thyself abide.
让我能进到你里面来居住。
This is the intimate relationship he's wanting us to have.
这就是他所盼望我们与他所拥有的一个亲密的关系。
And through this relationship,
通过这样的关系，
it provides that solid and secure foundation.
赐给我们一个坚固稳妥的一个基础。
That enables us to grow stronger in him.
让我们能够在他的里面，我们能够长大。
And to withstand all the fierce attacks of the enemy in this day.
我们可以抵抗如今仇敌向我们一切的攻击。
Do we know of this love?
我们认不认识这样的爱？
If we don't,
如果我还没有的话，
simply ask him to show us more of his son.
我们求他把他的儿子更多的启示给我们自己。
Lord, I want to see more of your love.
主啊，我更多的要看见你的爱。
I want to receive more of it.
我愿意接受更多。
That I can enter into this relationship.
我可以进到与你的关系的里面。
That I see revolutionize Paul's life.
我们看见你向保罗的启示，
and I want it to revolutionize mine.
也让他在我们里面做革命的工作。
We can stop here for tonight.
我们今天就停在这里。
Lord, we are thankful for the tremendous power of all that you have done for us in purchasing us.
主，我们感谢你，你来购买了我们，你在向我们显示的是何等的大能。
Lord, we started singing tonight about desiring to be on a higher plane.
我们今天晚上我们开始之前，我们唱的诗歌要在更高之处。
Lord, we just don't want that to be a cute song on our lips.
我们不只是让它成为我们嘴唇上的一个好像听起来不错的一个歌。
But we want it to be a cry from our innermost being.
我们愿意它成为我们里面最深的一个呼喊。
A weeping, a desiring.
我们需要这样的一个渴慕。
To have no other desires but you.
我们没有别的渴慕除了你以外。
That you, we would be set on that higher plane.
可以你把我们带到更高之处。
Entering into a fuller and deeper and more intimate relationship with you.
让我们进到一个更全备更深的一个与你亲密无间的关系。
That you could do your transforming work in our hearts and lives.
让你可以在我们的心里面和我们的生命里面做更新变化的工作。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告 ，Amen。